Hallelujah. If you could put a shout on that praise, come on, give him a clap and a shout right now. I want you to stand for the reading of God's word. That's my custom. I'm going to deliver a message to you that I've been carrying for weeks. It sat in my spirit a few weeks ago while I was sitting in South Africa, and I could not get away from it all the way into Europe. And I've been here ministering and preparing, and it even sat in my spirit Friday night as I was coming back from Texas. And I believe God's going to say some significant things. If you're here and you're ready for a word from the Lord, somebody shout, I'm ready. I'm looking at Isaiah chapter 66, verse 8. This is probably one of the most powerful scriptures I've came across in a long time. I was with S.Y. Younger, and S.Y. said something, Bishop S.Y. Younger, and he referred to this verse, and when he did, it just sat in my spirit, and I could not get away from it. It says here in verse 8, who has heard such a thing, and who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or a nation be born at once? And this is the part that got so deep down in my spirit. I feel it like an assignment this morning. I feel it like a weight that I need to deliver to you that's going to bring you so much breakthrough and freedom. But it says here, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. I got news for somebody who's been in a travailing season. I came to tell somebody who's been in a season of warfare and intensity that this thing is about to break. I said this season is about to shift. Okay, I better say it again. I said this thing is about to break, and everything God has promised us is about to be birthed. I speak prophetically over you that in the name of Jesus, things are about to shift in your life and mine. If you receive that, I already feel the anointing. Give the Lord a shout right now. Come on. I'm going to preach across, along these lines. When Zion travails, who's ready to birth the next move of God in your life? Come on, who's ready to birth breakthroughs and miracles in your life? Slip up your hands. Father, anoint me to preach. I have carried this word for a month and a half, and I'm asking you now to anoint me to deliver it in a way that it will bring your people joy and breakthrough. I thank you, Lord, that sons and daughters, our next generation, we will not be denied the promises of our families. We will not be denied every promise that you've made us, but we will birth it in the name of Jesus. If you're ready to birth a new season, give the Lord the ovation of the morning right now. Come on, if you're ready for a season to shift, something to change, open up your mouth and shout like you're about to birth something new. I feel that. You can be seated. I may not be here this morning to preach to everybody, but I'm certainly assigned to preach to somebody. I feel like, and I alluded to this last week when I talked about another seed, I feel like this has been a season when the warfare has been unusual. It seems like the enemy over the last season has fought extra hard. But I came to tell somebody that the bigger the battle, the bigger the breakthrough. I'm glad to tell you today that the Lord has never lost a battle, and he's not about to start with you. Glory to God. Now, last week was all about the seed. Anybody glad that God always has another seed? Come on. This week is about the travail. This is the results of the seed. This is about birthing the things that God has promised you. There are some things that you have not birthed as of yet because it has not been time. But I feel a divine timing coming together. There's a culmination of God's timing and his plan that are going to manifest in your life and mine. And I want to tell you, there are some of us in this room that have carried some things too long for us to quit or give up now. There are some of us that have carried things as it relates to our families. There are some of us that have carried things as it relates to our purpose. And if the devil thinks we are going to quit or give up or throw in the towel, he is sadly mistaken. I feel a Holy Ghost tenacity that is about to take hold of your life, and we're going to birth this thing in the name of Jesus. Now, this text to me, precious, is so incredibly powerful because it doesn't say before Zion travailed or after Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. I want you to note that there's an immediacy to this text. It says, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. And the Lord said, when my people start travailing, I'm able to accelerate the promises and bring them to pass quickly in their lives. So I am declaring today that over your life and mine, the spirit of delay is about to be broken. Okay, it's going to take faith to hear this. I said the spirit of delay is about to be broken, and we are coming into the fullness of our third trimester, and we are about to birth everything that God has promised us. If you're ready to see the spirit of delay broken, open up your mouth and give God praise like it's time to travail. God is able to cause things to happen quickly. Now, at the very beginning of this teaching, I want you to understand what Zion is and who Zion is, because some of you may be here sitting here thinking, who in the world is Zion and why is she travailing? But I want you to understand that Zion is a geographical location, but it's so much more than that. Zion is a dimension in the spirit. Zion is not just a place on the map. It's a prophetic posture for people who have been impregnated by God with vision and purpose. Zion represents the high place. It represents in the Bible the dwelling place of God. It is the literal meeting place between heaven and earth. It's where God shows up to bring to pass the promises that he has placed within you. Now, Zion in the Bible, in the literal sense, is the city of David. It's Jerusalem. It's the Temple Mount. It's the Holy of Holies. It's the place where God encounters his people. But I want you to understand that Zion is not only a place and Zion is not only a presence. Zion is a people. Zion are people who carry the glory of the Lord. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? So you don't have to go to Jerusalem to find Zion. You don't have to get on a plane and fly to Israel to find Zion. Zion is inside of you. That means that inside of you is the glory of God. That means inside of you is the power of God. That means victory is inside of you. Joy is inside of you. Healing is inside of you. Power is inside of you. Hallelujah. Anybody glad that Zion is inside of you? Hallelujah. Now the Bible says here, as soon as Zion travails, she brought forth her children. Now we all have things in our lives, don't we, that we want God to do. We all have things that we want to birth, callings, career, desires, things we want to see. I don't think there's anybody here from the youngest to the oldest that wants to live a life that is sterile and unproductive. I think everyone here on some level longs to produce. No matter what age you get to, you long to produce. But what must be understood is that there are precursors and prerequisites to spiritual travailing and birthing. If we're going to birth something supernatural, there's a precursor and there's a prerequisite to birthing the things of God. The first thing I want to show you is this. Number one, Zion does not travail without intimacy. You can't travail unless you've been intimate. You can't birth something in the natural until there's been intimacy. And I want to tell you, spiritual Zion is not a factory. It's a wound. You don't manufacture these things. You realize these things through intimacy. And wombs don't produce until they've been intimate. Before Zion can travail, she's got to first conceive. And conception only happens at the place of encounter. And you don't travail out of emotion. You don't travail out of performance. You don't travail out of giftedness or skill. You travail because you've been in the secret place with God. You travail because you're a worshiper and you're a prayer warrior, and in those times God puts something in you that must come to pass. So understand me, Zion is a place of intimacy. It's a place of encounter. It is a place of worship and prayer, but it's also a place of perseverance. Zion is a condition that says, yes, I'm gonna pursue you, God, and I'm gonna birth this thing even though I'm not seeing anything right now. You see, sometimes, help me, Holy Spirit, a woman is pregnant and she don't even know she's pregnant. And some of you haven't seen the effects right now of the deposit that's inside of you. But I've come to tell you that your prayer time has not been wasted time. The times when you worshiped and you were wounded, it hadn't been wasted time. I came to blow the trumpet in Zion and tell you that if you don't relent, everything that God promised you is going to be birthed in this next season. I need somebody to shout like I might be preaching to you. Zion is a realm where heaven deposits the seed of purpose in your life, where you get faith to start believing for things. But he does it in the womb of consecrated people. This requires intimacy, an encounter if you're going to conceive something. It's time for the church to get pregnant. Some of you ladies say, well, I bind that. I said, it's time for the church to get pregnant. The problem is we got lots of church folks. The problem is we like the praise. We just don't want to get pregnant. We like the worship. Y'all don't want to help me preach. We just don't want to get pregnant. We like the atmosphere. We like the preaching, but we don't want to get pregnant. But I'm telling you, that at Calvary, we are stepping into a season where folks are going to start getting spiritually pregnant with the things of God. Is there anybody that's ready to get pregnant? If you're ready, open up your mouth and give God a praise right now. I'm going to get pregnant. Come on, somebody. The crazy world's trying to tell you men could get pregnant. But I'm telling you, in the natural, I can't get pregnant. But if you can see me in the spirit right now, come on, somebody. I am pregnant with the next season. I am pregnant with victory. I am pregnant with joy. I am pregnant with breakthrough. I dare somebody right now. If you want to get pregnant or you are pregnant, open up your mouth and give God a shout. I remember when my wife got pregnant. It was the wildest thing. She got pregnant, I got morning sickness. You remember that, Dawn? I would wake up in the morning and say, I'm so sick to my stomach. I don't even know what I'm gonna do. All the things she was supposed to have, I had it. It was true. I would get up in the morning, I'd feel nauseated, I was tired. I'm like, are you pregnant or am I pregnant? But let me tell you, there came a point where Dawn's cravings started changing. Before she got pregnant, she didn't like spicy food. She didn't like onions. She didn't like bell peppers. She didn't like any kind of hot food. She didn't like coffee. But after she got pregnant, she wants coffee. She wants spicy food. She wants onions. Let me tell you, if you ever get pregnant, things will begin to change and your cravings will begin to change. Some of you have been craving God's presence. You've been craving victory. You've been craving a new season. Somebody give God a praise if you feel like, yes, I'm pregnant, because I'm starting to crave some things. So watch this. I want to get on this teaching. Galatians says this: whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So what you've got to understand is you can't be intimate with fleshly things and then get mad about what you birth. Oh, come on, somebody. You can't be intimate with fleshly things and then be upset with what you birth. Because the truth is, you're going to get pregnant. If you are intimate with immorality, you're going to get pregnant. And the question is not will you get pregnant. The question is, who is your baby's daddy? Come on, somebody. Some of you are so mad, what you need to do is just do a spiritual DNA test. Because a lot of that stuff you're dealing with, it's because you got intimate with the wrong things. You're walking around in depression and in fear and in doubt. But God said, I want to break that off of you, and I want you to get intimate with me and birth the right things. Too many people are birthing things in the flesh and then mad because they don't like what they birthed. You can't birth stinginess. You can't be intimate with stinginess and then think you're going to birth God's blessing. You can't be intimate with lust, watching porn, and then wonder why your marriage ain't healthy. It's quiet in here. You can't be intimate with gossip and then think you're going to have a life of integrity. Preachers, can I talk like an apostle for a minute? Preachers, you can't preach from ego and then complain because your church is carnal. Come on now. Preachers, you better hear me in this room. You can't build ministries in your name and then cry because there's no anointing and there's no souls that are being saved and there's no miracles and there's no healings. We don't build ministries to exalt our name, but we build ministries that exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I've watched church leaders birth things out of ambition instead of intimacy. And then they're mad because the atmosphere of their church is chaotic and fleshly. But I have decided that in this house, we want Jesus. We want to build in his name and for his glory. Look down your row and say, this is the Jesus row. Come on. Everything on this row exalts Jesus. Everything on this row glorifies Jesus. Now watch this. You can't sow in pride and then reap peace. You got to find out who your baby's daddy is. Because if God didn't author it, don't expect him to sustain it. He doesn't owe our spiritual fleshly babies child support. If we're intimate with fleshly things, if we let the flesh reign, it will produce a travail in the flesh. And this is the kind of labor that's not preceded with intimacy with God. We see that in the story of Hagar and Ishmael. When Sarah got tired of waiting on God's promise, so she pushed and had Abraham get with Hagar, and it birthed an Ishmael. And I want to tell you that wrong intimacy will always produce an Ishmael in your life. But I want the genuine. I want the real thing. And I just want to say that it's time to stop birthing Ishmael because of impatience. It's time to stop faking spiritual labor when we haven't been in his presence. It's time to stop trying to speak a word over people when you ain't even prayed. Y'all better help me preach. I'm only going to stay here a minute. It's time to stop trying to prophesy when you haven't even been with God. Real travail will only come when you've truly been with the Master. And when Zion travails, not in the flesh, not in religion, but in the Spirit, glory comes. Reformation comes. Revival comes. Breakthrough comes. Miracles comes. Sons and daughters are born. Zion travails, and that travail comes after closeness. Now, the Hebrew word for travail here is chal. It means to writhe in pain, to tremble, to be in labor, to bring forth with intense emotion and birth pains. But watch this. It means to dance. There is a dance that follows delivery. Anybody ready to see God turn your labor into a dance? Somebody praise him in advance if you're ready to dance. Give me a little more right here. So I want to take a moment. We've got a lot of medical people in our church who, we've got some who specialize in birthing a baby. But I'm just going to give you a simple preacher's look at birthing a baby. The more I studied this, the more I became relieved that I will never be pregnant. If it was up to me to birth a baby, it would not happen. Come on, somebody. I think we ought to give the women a great big God bless you for all they go through in birthing babies. So the first thing I want to tell you is this. When we talk about travail, number one, there has to be conception before there's contractions. Labor never starts with pregnancy. Conception comes from intimacy. And what is conceived must grow in you before it grows outside of you. What does that mean? When I look at my life, anything significant that I've ever birthed or done for God has been attached, number one, to my intimacy with him. But number two, it's been attached to my willingness to carry it. Because real often, when you're impregnated with something from the Lord, you don't birth it right away. Help me, Lord. You have to carry it for a season. And you can't manifest what you never carried. And you can't carry what you haven't conceived. See, the truth is, some of you are in a season right now where you feel like giving up. You're in a moment where you feel like quitting. But the Lord said it's not time to quit, it's time to carry. Some of you are carrying a miracle in your bosom because you want to see your children saved. Some of you are carrying a ministry inside of you because you want to see God do something. Some of you are carrying a new season. But I've come to tell you that in the name of Jesus, if you want to abort it, if you won't give up on it, God is going to bring it to pass. If you're going to carry it, make a little noise in the room right now. When you start carrying the thing, man, you just know, even though nobody else can see it, you know it's there. When a woman first gets pregnant, nobody knows she's pregnant unless she tells them. She said, it may not look like I'm pregnant, I just know what I feel. You start feeling different. Cycles get interrupted. Come on, somebody. Don't make me go there. You know what I'm talking about. Things begin to shift on the inside before they ever change on the outside. And there are some of you here today, and ain't nothing changed on the outside. You only know what you feel on the inside. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't judge it by how it looks. I know what I feel on the inside. I feel revival on the inside. I feel a new season on the inside. I feel the salvation of my children on the inside. I feel a breakthrough in my family on the inside. I dare somebody, maybe you don't see it yet, but you know you're carrying it. Open up your mouth if you're carrying something right now. So Now watch. You got to carry it. Conception. And then carry it before contractions. But then as I was reading through and studying. Number two, there's something called early contractions. Signs of change. Mild space contractions begin as the body signals that the birthing is near. In other words, you're getting close. I dare you to tell somebody in your neighborhood, I'm getting close. Yeah, early contractions are like spiritual stirrings. I don't know when it's coming, I just know I'm getting close. And you start having an urgency, an unusual hunger. I'm getting close, and Pastor Jen was telling me that when a woman is getting close, she does something called nesting. I didn't even know what that was. I said, are you going out and building a bird's nest? What are you doing? She said, no, you start cleaning up and getting the house prepared because you know something new is coming. And you want to be ready for it. There are some of your friends that don't understand why you've had to clean up your life and you can't gossip and carry on and act the way that you used to act. It's because you're cleaning house because you know that God is about to birth something new in your life. I want somebody who's ready to birth something new. Open up your mouth and give God a shout right now. Early contractions. These are signs that Zion is entering into a new season and the womb is preparing. And in the spirit, this can be like a prophetic dream. It can be a stirring. It can be a burden. It can be intercession that takes hold of you when you pray. Hallelujah. It can be a shift in the atmosphere of your life or in the church. And I've come to tell you, some of you have been having some contractions. Don't ignore them. They mean that you're moving toward the promise and that promise is going to manifest. But then the third thing that happens is the water breaks. And often tears announce that the delivery is close. Some of you have been in a time of weeping. Some of you have been internally, you've been weeping, and externally you've been crying. In the natural, the amniotic fluid has protected the baby, but when it breaks, the birth is inevitable. When the water breaks, there's no turning back. When the water breaks, that means I've carried this thing and I will not be denied. I came to tell somebody today that your water is about to break. Some of you, your water has already broken. You've been in times of intercession. You've found yourself weeping. You found yourself crying. But it's because your water has broken. And I don't know. I'm trying not to make you talk to your neighbor too much. But tell your neighbor there's no turning back. Yeah. There are some things that God has promised you. I feel this. Maybe I ain't talking to everybody, but there are some of you that have been in a season where you've been weeping, but weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. Baby, there is no turning back. If you've made up your mind that there is no turning back, open up your mouth and give God a shout. The devil ain't just some dumb baby, he's plumb dumb. He thinks that his attack and his agenda is going to cause us to quit. But baby, all it's making me want to do is see everything that God has promised me come to pass. There is no turning back. You carry it. You feel those initial contractions. And then finally, the water breaks, and you know, whatever I gotta go through, I'm gonna go through it, but I'm gonna birth this thing. When the water breaks, the environment of carrying shifts to an environment of delivering. In this next season, we are shifting from carrying to delivering. Okay, Just get one neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, just so you know, in this next season, come on, holler at them like you holler at your children when they get on your last nerve. Say, in this next season, I am shifting from carrying to delivering. If that's you, give God a shout right now. There are things I've carried for years, but I'm about to deliver it. There are things somebody's carried something for decades, but I hear the Lord say, rejoice right now, because you're about to enter a season of delivering. Somebody shout like you're ready to deliver. So you move from carrying to delivering. I've carried stuff for years. And I'm 61. I said 61. But I'm still pregnant. Come on, somebody. And there's some things I'm going to deliver. But let me bring you to the fourth point. Then there's dilation. Now, this kind of blew my mind, because it's the widening of the gate for birth. They start talking about how many, is it centimeters? Are you dilated? This is why I will never be pregnant. I can't handle stomach problems. Y'all can't help me up in here. When a woman dilates, there's a widening of the birth canal, because it tells you that something is about to come. Something big is about to be birthed, so the cervix dilates to make way for the delivery. And full dilation is required before pushing can begin. Dilation represents the spiritual capacity being stretched to handle what's coming. And this can get uncomfortable, but God will stretch you. He'll widen you. He'll take you through pain. He'll take you through seasons you don't understand, because you can't birth what He's got for you to birth until He widens your birth canal. God will stretch you and prepare you for the big thing that's coming. Somebody in the room has been feeling stretched, and you wonder what in the world is going on. You've been feeling pain, and you say, what is going on? It's because God is getting ready to have you push that thing out of you that He put in you. And the pain that you're enduring and you've endured in the last season has been the Lord enlarging your birth canal. Some of you have been in pain. Something didn't go the way you thought it would go. You got under an attack you didn't think you should be under. You had your heart broken. You lost something or someone prematurely, and you thought it was punishment. But I declare it wasn't punishment, it was preparation. The Bible said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in. Dilation is God's way of preparing you to pass something big. Now then, there is active travail. How many women know what I'm talking about? Okay, now watch this. If I was to get pregnant, which will never happen, praise the Lord God Jehovah, hallelujah and amen, because I've already been through the change of life. Can I get it? No, I'm kidding. But if it was me, I would say, give me drugs in the first trimester. Go ahead and hit me with an epidural shot. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. But there is something called active travail, and I call it womb warfare. It's that time where intense contractions come to another level, and they grow closer and closer, and they get stronger and stronger. Some of you have been in a season, I feel like preaching, where the intense fight has gotten stronger and stronger, and the attack has been relentless, And in contractions, when you're giving birth, they dominate every moment. And it's like a desperation takes hold. But it's only because there is about to be a birthing that's going to take place. And the more attack that you get under, the more pressure that you feel, the closer you are to birthing what God has promised you to birth. Travail is proof that you're carrying something, bring it up, that is almost here. Somebody has been in a time of travail, and it's because you are carrying something that is almost here. I need to tell someone there are breakthroughs in your life that are almost here. You're groaning, you're weeping, you're in a season of pressure, but there's something about to be birthed that it's almost here. And then there's something called the push. And you can't push prematurely. I was studying about it. And if you push prematurely, it can damage the woman and it can damage the baby. So that you have to get permission to push. The problem is some of y'all have been pushing when it's time to travail. But there will come a moment when it's time to push. And the problem is when they get to that time of pushing, they got their feet in the stirrups, and just before they're about to push spiritually, they say, "This is too hard. I can't handle it. I'm quitting now." You got your feet in the stirrups and you don't even know how close you are that God is about to say push, and I've come to tell you it ain't time to quit. It's time to push. You see, the push is the crowning and the delivery. All of a sudden you say the baby is coming and there is no turning back. The doctor will tell you you are fully dilated. It is time to push. And then I hope I'm getting it right. I know there's people here that can help me, but I hope I'm getting it right. They'll make you push through a contraction. They'll make you push through a pain. And they'll say, if you'll push through this pain, you're about to deliver this thing. I came to tell somebody, listen, I've had the flu all week long, but I got enough to get this thing finished for you. I want to tell you, baby, this ain't the time for you to quit. This is the time for you to push, because this thing is crowning and you are going to deliver it in the name of Jesus. Man. The last 3 or 4 days, I've been fighting the flu. I laid in bed all day yesterday, and the devil thought I was going to stay in bed this morning. And Dawn said, "You just let me preach. I'll figure it out for you." I said, "No, I got to push." And I want to tell you today, I'm so glad that I came in this room, because somebody is crowning and you're in pain right now. But if you'll push through that contraction, baby, you will deliver what God has called you to deliver. I want about 1,000 people who are ready to push. Open up your mouth and give God a shout. The hardest time sometimes is when you're closest to birthing. The greatest contraction and the greatest pain often comes before the manifestation. Some of you have been through a lot of things in this last season. But here's what I want to tell you. God has been enlarging your spiritual birth canal. And I feel this so strongly, because the enemy's trying to convince you that the pain you're feeling is the end. But it's not the end, it's labor pains. It's a stretching, because it's the contraction just before the crowning. And you're not in crisis, you're in the delivery room. Some of you have been in a season where the enemy's tried to tell you that you're barren. But you're not barren. You're due. You didn't even realize it. Some of you have been walking around pregnant. You've been going through hell pregnant. You've been feeling pain pregnant. You've been rejected, but you're pregnant. You've been through the fire, but you're pregnant. You've been through false attack, but you're pregnant. And the enemy has told you that God has forsaken you. But I came to prophesy and tell you that you're pregnant with glory. You're pregnant with revival. You're pregnant with a prophetic mantle, a new season. And if you will keep your feet in the stirrups, and you will be tenacious, crowning is a visible manifestation of the promise. There comes a point where you will begin to get a glimpse of what you prayed for. Look at me. Have you ever had times in your life where you didn't see it all, but you saw something? When the baby crowns, you don't see the whole baby. This is the season for somebody of travail that's going to take you to the final push. Isaiah 66:9 says that the promises of God won't bring forth the birthing. He said he's not going to bring you to a place of birthing in Isaiah 66:9 and then close up the womb. He said, no, if I bring you to a place of travail and I bring you to a place of crowning, no, if your water has broken, if you are in travail and you are crowning, you are going to birth. And at crowning, when it starts to crown, you realize this is no longer just hope. It's sight. And God is about to take somebody from hope to sight. The seventh thing is the birth. That's when you hold the promise in your arms. I don't want to conceive and then not birth. I don't want to feel things in my spirit that I believe God is going to do and then not see it come to pass. I'm going to tell you that when that child is birthed and in that mother's arms, it changes everything because you know this has been worth it all. Let me tell you something in the name of Jesus. When you come through this thing and you birth what God has promised, it will be worth it all. But here is the danger, precious. The danger is that you birth something and then you say, well, I'm through birthing. Let somebody else birth it. But what blows my mind about women, I have so much respect for women just because they get pregnant and carry a baby. Now, if I did it one time, I would say, that is enough. I will never do it again. I don't have to. Oh, yes, I got the one. Praise God. I would look at my wife and say, you better like this one because you sure ain't getting another one if I got to go through that. But there is something about holding that baby in your arms. And you'll say, you know what? The joy outweighs the pain. And I think I'll do it again. Let me say something to you as a father in the faith. It's not enough for us to shout over the past. We must travail for the future. It's not enough to remember what God did at Azusa Street or Brownsville or Wales. We must birth what God wants to do now. That's why Paul said, my little children for whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Here's where I am in my life. We've birthed campuses. We've birthed services. We've birthed ministries. We've birthed three children now who serve and follow Jesus. But I have this divine thing happening inside of me that it's time to birth again. And I want to tell you that the enemy has tried to convince you that your birthing days are over. The enemy's tried to tell you that your best is behind you, that you were used greatly years ago, but you'll never be used greatly again. I came by to tell somebody today that it's time to birth again. It's time for Calvary to birth again. It's time for your marriage to birth again in the spiritual sense. It's time, young person, for you to birth. It's time that if you birth, it's time to birth again. Can you imagine? I remember when our children were born. I never felt so much love. I didn't even know I had the capacity to love to that magnitude. But babe, you remember when you were pregnant and we thought we were going to lose Courtney, and we went to the emergency room and the doctor said, it doesn't look good. And I cried. I remember standing in that hall there, and they moved you into that room, and we sat there and wept, because even though we hadn't seen her, we loved her. There are some of you that haven't seen what God has promised you yet, and you're carrying it, but you love it. You love revival. You love the new season. You love what God is about to do. And I've come to tell you that you're not going to lose this baby. No, there's something that happens when I define that word travail. It means to writhe and be in pain and all that. But the very end of that word, there's a root in there, and it means to dance. And I'm going to tell you that in the name of Jesus, all these contractions and all this pain and all these problems and all these challenges, oh God, I feel something in my spirit. The Lord said in the next 90 days, some of you are going to start dancing over things that you have cried over. That even the pain and the problem and the process that you went through was enlarging your birth canal and getting you ready. So the Bible said, when Zion travailed, sons and daughters came. Who feels like you're in a season of travail on some level? Wave at me right now. Apostle, I haven't seen it yet, but there are some things that I'm going to see. Come on, wave your hands if you feel like a son, a daughter, a grandchild, a new season, an open door. Some of you have been in pain. You've been through a failed relationship. You've been rejected. You've had things crash. You've struggled. But let me tell you, God is enlarging your birth canal, and you're going to birth it and bring it to pass. Come on, hold up your hands. I declare that sons and daughters are coming. Even as Pastor Isaac and Pastor Jennifer talked about the next generation, help me right now. We declare that the next generation is going to be birthed at Calvary like we've never seen at every campus. Hallelujah. I declare that children are going to be called into the fivefold ministry. I declare that teenagers are going to prophesy. Y'all help me now. Young men will see visions in the name of Jesus. Daughters are going to rise up and be Deborahs in the name of the Lord with a great prophetic anointing. Come on. Hallelujah. I declare things that you've carried. Hallelujah. You're going to birth them right. God's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's in your travail. It's in your travail. It's in you being willing to say, God, I'm not going to quit. I need somebody to stand to your feet right now and raise up your hands and begin to travail. Open your mouth and begin to worship the Lord. Somebody open your mouth and begin to worship the Lord. Come on, you're closer to your breakthrough and your miracle than you've ever been. Somebody raise up your hands. Come on, Channing, help me. Hallelujah, Jesus, we worship you.
Night and day.
We worship you.
Day and night.
I declare that this contraction and this series of contraction that you have been in, this pain that you have felt, is just preparation for the new thing that God's about to release through you. I declare, Lord, you said in your word, as soon as Zion travailed, she went straight in to birthing. I declare that God is about to accelerate things. Somebody better wave your hands. And you're going to birth what God has called you to birth. I bind every spirit of delay. I felt the Lord saying to break it. I break it. Hallelujah. Every spirit of delay. And I release a spirit of acceleration. I declare that in the next season that your baby is crowning, and you're going to push that thing all the way out. Come on, your family is coming into the kingdom in a mighty way. God is restoring your ministry. God is directing your, I feel this, y'all. You thought it was an assassination attempt of the enemy, but God said, no, you are going to birth everything I put inside of you. You say, well, Apostle, I'm in a place right now where it's hard. I'm in a place right now where I'm feeling pain. You say, what should you do? I feel like many of you, if not the whole house, you're at a place where you're about to crown. And I hear the Lord say, push through the contraction, push through the pain, because this thing that God has promised you, it shall come to pass. Raise up your hands and say, I receive it now. I receive revival. I receive new seasons. I receive what God has promised in Jesus' name. Now, this is the last thing we're going to do. There was a point in that definition. Who feels like I preached to you today? Come on. No, make a little noise if you feel like that word was for you. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. It's like God said, I moved you from travail to crowning to birthing. And it was quick. Who's ready to see a quick work done? Come on, quick. Quick. But I was so amazed, and in fact, I didn't even understand the totality of it until my daughter called me, Courtney. She's in Malaysia, and she said, Daddy, I want to be there for that service where you're preaching on travail. And I said, yeah, and I was telling her all the stuff I knew, and I was sharing with her what God had showed me. And then she said, Dad, you know the word travail, when you really trace it out, at the end of the travail, there's a dance. That you dance. That there's a celebration when the baby's born. That grandparents dance. Come on. That mamas and daddies dance. And the Lord said to me, if they really believe that I'm going to bring everything to pass that I promised, that they don't need to wait until they see the baby. They need to go ahead and dance in advance like they've already got that baby in their arms. So I know somebody wants to run right now, but I want you right now, however you're going to dance, when you finally get that baby, somebody dance that way right now. Do that song. We dance our way in. We jump our way in. We shout our way. I want you right now, if you're ready, you say, Apostle, I'm not going to wait till I hold the baby. I'll dance right now. Are you ready? One, two, three. Give God a shout.
We clap for the text I read, y'all stay right where you are, that when Zion travails, sons and daughters are birthed. And I'm looking here at the front, and there's all kind of ages of people, but about 85% of the people that are up here dancing and shouting are teenagers and young adults. I've come to let every devil know that sons and daughters are going to be birthed in the next season. And here is the proof. If you believe it, give God a shout of praise. The assault is to try to stop these, but we deny the enemy. If you believe it, give the Lord a praise right now. Sing it, Chano.
So intense. And I see this season that some of you are in, and you're in that place of travail. So I'm just reminding us all, I'm reminding myself, that in this very moment, we silence every voice. We release any inhibitions, and we make up in our minds that no matter what, nothing is stopping me from birthing this. I am going to keep my attention on that one that's given me the directions and the orders for my delivery. Come on, that's what a woman has to do. And she has to cross over everything she's feeling in the moment. And she has to keep her focus on the deliverer. And then she has to keep her focus on the promise that is coming. And when she focuses on the promise that is coming, she loses sight of the pain that's trying to stop her and the things that are trying to keep her crying. But there's something that rises, that like a warrior rises up. And she says, no, I'm going to birth this thing no matter what it takes. Come on. I need somebody to get a whatever it takes in your spirit. And whatever, God, you want to birth in me, I'm going to travail. I'm going to see this come to pass in the name of Jesus.
glad. Just raise up your hands and let me finish my assignment. I'm so glad. I feel so much better. Like the more I preached, the better I felt. So raise up your hands. I felt a prophetic thing hit me right then and there at the end of this thing. And BJ, thanks for hanging out with us. You did a great job today. Aren't we thankful for BJ? Step up your hands. And I want to say thank you for coming this weekend right through the holidays. I know a lot of our people are out of town, but man, you came and I just love you to pieces. But I'm standing there. Hold these hands up because I got to speak it over you. You know I only do it if I feel like the Lord says for me to do it. So you ought to get in faith to receive it. But I'm standing there and the Lord reminded me that this weekend is Labor Day weekend. Y'all don't tell me God doesn't know what he's doing. Oh, y'all better, somebody better just go ahead and just thank the Lord. And I've had this word sitting on me for 6 or 7 weeks. And I've ran so hard. Many of you know I've ran here because I've been here preaching once I got back. And then I've been across the nation, even around the world. And I think the enemy thought he was going to keep me in. And I just feel like, man, something left my body, and I feel better, 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 better. And I'm standing there, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, the enemy would like to squash that word, but I held it, and I didn't let you preach it until Labor Day weekend. So raise up your hands. I declare by faith that some of you have been in a season where you've been laboring, but as you travail, God is shifting you now from carrying and laboring to crowning and birthing. I bind every spirit of the enemy that has tried to discourage you and dissuade you. I declare that God is going to supernaturally bring forth everything he promised. Lord, I'm going to speak what I heard you say. Hold up your hands. As Pastor Dawn was praying, I heard the Lord say, household salvation. Come on now. I declare over you that your children and grandchildren are coming in, your brothers and your sisters, your moms and your dads. Hold up your hands. Come on. I hear the Lord say that I'm birthing new seasons and new circumstances and new situations, that everything that I put inside of them will not be frustrated. And they don't need to mistake the pain that they've been in for an attack of the enemy. I've been using that to prepare them for everything they're getting ready to birth. So I declare to you that you and me, and how about our whole youth and young adult ministry, our kids ministry, this next generation, we're going to see revival on a radical scale. If you receive it, give the Lord the ovation of the day. Give him a shout if you love him. Come on. Give him a shout if you praise him right now. I love you more than words can say. God bless you. Have a great holiday weekend. I'll see you. Thanks for watching the message. I'm sure this spoke to you. Here's what I want you to do. Why don't you subscribe to this YouTube channel? That way, every time there's a new message, you'll get to hear it. Also, many of you have watched this. Some of you watch on a regular basis. Why not take time and sow? You can give at calvaryfl.com. You can give on your phones, and you can be a part of helping us take this message around the world, the message of hope. The message of Jesus Christ. Can't wait to see you back here real soon.